So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is both, as I love to say, he is an entrepreneur and a lightworker. He's an inspired, intuitive ghostwriter, so you can imagine how much I love that. He's an author, of course I love that. He actually plays basketball. Oh my goodness. His name is the same last name as my children, so it's just crazy. When we met, he had to come on my show. There was no question. So welcome, Peter Clark Nelson. Thanks for coming.
Oh, it's an honor. Thank you, Erica. And I love the synchronicities, right? All those things that kind of draw us together. And next thing you know, here we are on this incredible podcast. So
I know, it's so fun. Even this was so crazy. So I have to tell you guys, Peter was working on a project about unleashing your inspired voice. Tara McCallum and I were teaching a class, Unleash the Power of Your Creativity. I mean, the synchronicities just went on forever. Wasn't it crazy?
That's what brings people together. I think as more people in human, you know, in just the collective consciousness begin to raise their own personal consciousness and start to see the patterns, what we refer to as, you know, well, that's happenstance or that's a coincidence. It's more than just synchronicities. It's divine synchronicities. And what I mean by that is there are things that connect us, this thread, and they bring us together. And if we open our eyes and open our heart, we can actually see opportunities where we may have dismissed them before. Maybe we were too busy and we just kind of kept moving along the path. But when we can take time out of our busy schedules and actually recognize what the message is conveying to us, what these synchronicities are calling us to look at, incredible opportunities open up. It's really remarkable.
Tell me a little bit about the career of the intuitive ghostwriter. What does intuitive ghostwriter mean? I'm sure some of the people listening might need one.
Look, ghostwriting is essentially where somebody comes on board a project for a book or even an article, and they work with the person whose name is going to go on that article or book, and they are able to tap in and bring that voice out and construct the narrative, construct the words. There's different types of ghostwriters. There are some people who come on board a previously developed project, and their job is just to fine-tune it and really kind of see it to the finish line. Others will come on board when there is nothing but an idea, and their job is to literally take that seed of an idea and then help it blossom into a full-blown published book.
I'm super excited about this. Not the fact that you're a ghostwriter. I'm excited you're a ghostwriter and I'm not doing that work anymore so much. But I'm excited about something else. And anyone who's been hanging out with me lately knows that I have this like podcast fever. I'm just going to call it what it is. It's podcast fever. It's like spring fever. So tell me a little bit, Peter, about your new podcast and tell me kind of what that vision was for that and these amazing people you've been bringing in. I just saw some of your graphics for the show coming up that, you know, aren't even released to the public yet. And the kinds and the caliber of the people you're bringing in are just stunning. So share us a little bit about that. You know, go ahead and share with my podcast listeners what's in store for them if they hop over to your podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I want to finish answering the last question because you were asking me about what is an intuitive ghostwriter, and I was explaining what a ghostwriter is. The difference between that and what I refer to myself as an intuitive ghostwriter is that I'm not just simply working on writing the words for a client. I'm actually going deep within their own personal nuances and understanding their energetic signatures. I think a lot of times what happens with people when it comes to writing a book or unleashing their inspired voice, they get blocked by self-doubt. They get blocked by conditioning and social programming that keeps them from actually unleashing that message. So there's really a lot to that. And this actually ties back into the podcast. So Unleash Your Inspired Voice podcast is about bringing on intuitive, conscious-minded, heart-centered entrepreneurs, people who have a powerful message that can help teach people how to scale their consciousness while scaling their business. So again, it's bringing in both the left and right brain aspects, whereas we're going to talk about different techniques for driving a business, being successful in that respect. But what is the point of being successful if you reach your goals and you're unfulfilled? So it's really about the balance of going in and looking at the shadow work that needs to be done, looking at unhealed traumas, looking at unhealed wounds, what's getting in the way of unleashing your inspired voice. And more than just that, what's getting in the way of allowing your inspired message to actually go out, activate, inspire, and empower the people that it's designed to? So that's what the podcast is about.
I have another question. So what inspires you?
What inspires me is seeing the light get switched on in other people, and then how that actually comes back to me as well. So to me, it's about working in community and all of us supporting one another in such a way that we don't just rise individually, we rise collectively.
That is so delicious, and it was so much fun having you on my show. Obviously, people, you're going to have to go to his show to get more of Peter Clark Nelson. Unleash Your Inspired Voice. Tell me the whole name of the podcast so I don't mess it up.
Unleash Your Inspired Voice.
Unleash Your... It's new, guys, so give me a break. It's just starting. Unleash Your Inspired Voice with Peter Clark Nelson. It's coming up soon to iTunes and podcast directories everywhere. And Peter, how else can we find you? How can we get a hold of you?
Well, people can find me at peterclarknelson.com. That's where the information about the podcast and the work that I do can be discovered.
I love it. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.